Good morning. Good morning and welcome to the Ask in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Laura and I bring you greetings from Beloved Ministries, whose visionary and founder is the Reverend Dr. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. Beloved Ministries theme for 2026 is Obey. Obey is our acronym for O, obedience, B, believe, E, execute, and Y, yield. We are in week 4 of Execute Wisdom, a proverb a day, and today's chapter is Proverbs 27. The verse for this morning is Proverbs 27:8 from the New King James Version. Like a bird that wanders from its nest, is a man who wanders from his place. A bird's nest is a place of safety, protection, nourishment, and purpose. When a bird leaves its nest without reason, it becomes vulnerable to predators, storms, and danger. Like the bird away from its nest, we may have left places where God protected and strengthened us. This can be leaving God's will for our lives, walking away from godly relationships or accountability, abandoning responsibilities God has given us, or becoming spiritually restless and chasing things that seem better but are outside God's plan. The proverb is not saying we should never move to a new home, job, or ministry. Sometimes God calls us to new places. The warning is against restless wandering without God's direction. As disciples of Christ, God has given each of us a place in his family, a place of service, a place of spiritual growth, a place of obedience. When we remain where God has placed us until he directs otherwise, we experience his provision and protection. But when we wander because of impatience, pride, fear, or discontent, we often expose ourselves to unnecessary hardship. Let's go to a well-known scripture, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, which tells us to trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Let us go to the throne of grace in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne this day with grateful hearts, lifting our voices in praise and thanksgiving. Lord, you are holy, righteous, and faithful. You are the creator of heaven and earth, the one who was, who is, and who is to come. There is none like you. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your unfailing love that surrounds us every day. Thank you for waking us up this morning, for clothing us in our right minds, for giving us strength to gather together on this call, and for allowing us to enter your presence. Father, we don't come because we have earned the right to stand before you. We come because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for grace that covers our failures and mercy that is new every morning. We are humbled by your love, and we say with one voice, Lord, we love you, we honor you, and we worship you. Lord, today we ask for you to help us live according to the wisdom found in Proverbs 27. We know that wisdom is more than knowledge. It is living in a way that pleases you. Help us not just to read your word, but to apply it to our daily lives. Father, teach us to trust you with each new day. Your word reminds us not to boast about tomorrow, because we don't know what a day may bring. Lord, help us to stop worrying about things we cannot control. Some of us have been anxious about our families, about our health, our finances, our jobs, and our future. Today, we surrender those concerns to you. Help us to focus on being faithful today, knowing that you already hold tomorrow in your hand. Lord, remove every spirit of pride from our hearts. Give Forgive us, Lord, for the times we have wanted recognition more than obedience. Lord, help us. Teach us to serve quietly, to love sincerely, and to remain humble, whether anyone notices us or not. Help us to decrease so that Christ may increase in every area of our lives. Father, we thank you for the people you have placed in our lives. Thank you for family members, friends, church members, mentors, and spiritual leaders who encourage us and strengthen our faith. Help us to never take those relationships for granted. Lord, make us better friends. Help us to listen with compassion, speak with kindness, and pray faithfully for those you have entrusted to us. Let our words bring healing instead of hurt. Keep gossip, criticism, and division far from us. Make us people who build others up rather than tear them down. Your word says in Proverbs 27:11, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Father, help our church families to sharpen one another in love. Give us teachable spirits. Help us to receive correction without becoming offended and to give corrections with gentleness and wisdom. Let our relationships make us stronger disciples of Christ Jesus. Lord, we pray for every person who has become spiritually weary. Some of us have grown discouraged because our prayers have not yet been answered. Others have become tired from carrying heavy burdens. Some have quietly drifted away from prayer, from worship, or from studying your word. Father, draw them back to you. Renew their passion. Restore their joy. Remind them that you have never left them, even when they feel alone. Breathe fresh life into every weary heart and strengthen those who feel like giving up. Lord, as we meditate on the truth found in today's verse, that a person who wanders from their place is like a bird wandering from its nest. Father, keep us from wandering away from your presence, your truth, and your purpose. Protect us from distractions that pull us away from you. Keep us grounded in your word and established in your will. When we become discouraged, give us endurance. When we become distracted, refocus our hearts. When we become fearful, remind us that you are with us. Father, search our hearts and shine the light of your spirit into every hidden place. Remove pride where pride exists. Remove jealousy where jealousy exists. Remove bitterness where bitterness exists. Remove unforgiveness where unforgiveness exists. We do not want anything in our hearts that grieves your Holy Spirit. Create in us pure hearts. Fill us with love, with patience, gentleness, humility, and self-control. Help us to become more like Jesus every single day. Lord, we lift up our homes before you. We pray for husbands and wives. Strengthen their love and commitment. Help them to communicate with grace and forgive quickly. We pray for parents. Give them wisdom as they raise their children in a world filled with distractions and confusion. We pray for our children, teenagers, and young adults. Protect them from influences that would lead them away from you. Give them the courage to stand for righteousness even when they stand alone. Raise a generation that loves your word, honor your name, and boldly live out their lives in faith. We pray for Aiden and all our children as they prepare for upcoming school year. Give them parents, teachers, administrators, and mentors who pour love, conviction, and promise into their lives. Create in our young children an excitement for learning. We pray for our seniors. Thank you for their wisdom, faithfulness, and years of experience. Continue to strengthen them physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Let them know they are deeply valued and continue to use them to encourage the next generation. Father, we pray for every ministry represented on this line. Bless every pastor, minister, teacher, deacon, trustee, usher, musician, choir member, prayer warrior, and volunteer. Renew their strength. Protect them from discouragement and burnout. Fill them afresh fresh with the joy of serving you. We pray for those who are grieving and brokenhearted. We pray for Tia Stewart as she mourns the passing of her mom, Suzanne Stewart. We pray for Juanita as she mourns the passing of her husband. And we pray for the family of the 12-year-old in Bronx, New York, who lost his life while riding his bicycle. Lord, wrap your loving arms around the bereaved. Comfort them. Give them peace that surpasses understanding. Remind them that you are close to the brokenhearted and that you never leave your children alone in seasons of sorrow. Lord, we pray for those who go about their daily routines and for those who carry heavy burdens. We pray for Pamela as she cares for her mom. Give her strength to endure every day as she pours love and exhibits kindness towards her mom. We pray for continued blessings for Brian and Terrell. Give them strength to resist places you have not placed them and the clarity to see the difference. Provide cover and protection from all hurt, harm, and danger. Father, bring peace to those facing difficult decisions and bouts of uncertainty. Lead them, Lord, and they shall follow. Heal those who are sick in body, mind, and spirit. We pray for Michael Rivera as his body goes through recovery. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Father, touch every person battling illness, pain, weakness, or disease. Strengthen those in hospital, nursing homes, rehab centers, and those recovering at home. Father, teach us to be faithful stewards of everything you have entrusted to us. Help us to manage our time wisely, our finances, our talents, and our spiritual gifts. May we never neglect the responsibilities you have placed in our hands. Let us serve you with diligence, excellence, and joyful heart. Lord, help us to be content with the blessings you have already given us. Guard us from comparing ourselves to others. Teach us to celebrate the success of those around us instead of becoming jealous. Remind us that your plan for each of us are unique, and your timing is always perfect. Father, let our speech reflect the love of Christ. Before we speak, help us to consider whether our words will encourage, heal, instruct, or glorify you. Make us slow to speak when emotions are high and quick to listen with understanding. Let our conversations point others towards hope and not despair. Lord, strengthen our faith. Help us to trust you when we cannot understand what you are doing. Increase our confidence in your promises. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Give us courage to obey, even when obedience requires sacrifice. As we go about our day, let the wisdom of Proverbs 27 continue to guide us. Make us humble instead of proud, faithful instead of distracted, loving instead of critical, diligent instead of careless, and wise instead of foolishness. Let our lives reflect the character of Jesus in our homes, on our jobs, in our community, and in our churches. May those who encounter us see the love of Christ shining through us. Help us to be examples of integrity, compassion, forgiveness, and faithfulness. Use us, Lord, to encourage those who are discouraged, to strengthen those who are weak, and to point someone to salvation through Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, because you hear every prayer. We thank you, Lord, because you are working even when we cannot see it. We thank you, Lord, because your plans are for us are good. Your promises are true, and your love never fails. We leave every burden at your feet, trusting you to accomplish what only you can do. We declare that you are our refuge, our strength, our provider, our shepherd, and our ever-present help. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In the mighty, matchless, and precious name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today at Ask in Faith Prayer Line. Please join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time as we ask, seek and knock. Go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. Continue your journey with us as we continue our theme for this month, Execute Wisdom, a Proverb a Day. And join us on Facebook at 7 p.m. as we read a full proverb for the day. So today's proverb will be read, Proverb 27. Visit Beloved website at belovedministries.com for all our events. Please send your prayer request to our email address, askingfaithprayers@gmail.com. Our playback number for this recording is 520-636-4582, and the passcode is 8277806#. I am going to unmute the line so that we can greet one another.